Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has approved a bill he says will curb violence and property damage during protests. It's a response to last summer's protests following the death of George Floyd and calls to defund the police. DeSantis signed off on the measure today at a press conference in Polk County, the same place where he first introduced the measure 7 months ago. I'm Len Hatter.
All right, it's done. We promise and we deliver.
DeSantis was flanked by local law enforcement, House Speaker Chris Sprawls, and Senate President Wilton Simpson, the same group who stood by him in September when he introduced his public disorder bill.
We had a bold vision. We worked with President Wilton Simpson and Speaker Chris Sprawls to get it done. They were able to successfully do it, and so we're here today being prepared now to sign that bill into law.
The now law creates new crimes such as mob intimidation, cyber intimidation, and defacing monuments. It increases penalties for crimes that happen during protests, like attacks on police and property. It also creates civil fines for blocking roadways and sets up a process to challenge local government decisions that result in decreased funding for local law enforcement. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd held up two pictures, one, a crowd of people marching down a street.
I want to make sure everybody knows this is a peaceful protest. We encourage it. It's the foundation of our country, and we want people to peacefully protest when they feel the need.
The other showing a person in silhouette standing in front of a fire.
This is a riot, and this will get you locked up before quick in the state of Florida. Pay attention. We've got new law, and we're going to use it if you make us.
Judd says law enforcement can tell the difference between a peaceful protest and a riot, where Governor DeSantis sees, quote, unprecedented disorder and violence and mob activity. Democratic Representative Fentress Driscoll sees potential First Amendment problems and confusion arising from the new law.
You know, this language is very fuzzy. And in fact, from committee stop, we would sometimes get different answers from the bill sponsor. When we would ask questions about mob intimidation and what does that mean, an aggravated riot, what does that mean if you have people who are protesting peacefully and then you have maybe some, people start engaging in wrongdoing at the same event, at the same protest, you know, how are our law enforcement officers supposed to handle that? Because the language in HB 1, frankly, leaves it quite open to interpretation.
Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Freed calls the law an effort to suppress dissenting voices.
And when law enforcement has complete discretion, as you saw on the insurrection at the Capitol, you see how laws can be applied differently depending on your background and depending on the color of your skin. And that is my greatest fear here.
The signing of HB 1 comes as lawmakers are considering another proposal that would introduce police reforms, like requiring officers to disclose whether they've been the subject of investigations. Both are responses to the summer's social justice movements. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.